Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another Newsmakers podcast. I'm Business Management Editor Nicole Crocky. Today, we will be talking with David Musial, CEO and President of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, about the importance of building customer relationships and the role trust plays. Welcome, Dave, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get started, can you please introduce yourself to our listeners and share a little bit about your background and Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing?
Sure. My background pretty much is in heating and air conditioning. I grew up in the business. My title is CEO and President of the company. A little bit about Four Seasons. We have been a heating and air conditioning contractor for a little over 40 years, and recent to the plumbing industry, probably in the last 4 to 5 years.
Okay, well, I wanted to first and foremost offer my congratulations on winning the Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. That must be really exciting.
Yeah, it's a huge accomplishment for our company. It's something that we really think gives us a third-party verification for the type of company and type of ethics and morals that we share with our employees, and that trickles down to how we treat our customers.
So what did winning this award mean to you personally?
It really meant that all the years of hard work have paid off. We don't want to be the typical, and excuse me for saying this, heating and air conditioning contractor. We want people to have a wonderful experience when they call our company. A lot of times people are very apprehensive. What are they going to experience? What are they going to see? They're scared to invite you into their home. They don't know what to expect. And for us, it really means that we have a third-party verification saying you can trust and rely on our company to be open, honest, and ethical.
So how would you define marketplace ethics?
For me, it's pretty simple. You only repair what needs to be repaired. You only do what's in the best interest of the customer. You need to understand that the customer is number one, and you need to make sure that you're looking out for their needs and their future needs. If you see something that might be a potential problem, present it as a potential problem. Don't over-exaggerate it. Make sure you're looking out for what's in their best interest, regardless of how busy of a time of year it is or how slow of a time of year it is.
Absolutely. Those are all good points. So how important is it for an HVAC contractor to build trustworthy relationships with customers?
I think in today's day and age, with the internet and how busy people's lives have become with work, you know, both husband and wife, a lot of shared responsibility with going to work and supporting the family and sports and activities, I think that you need to have a relationship where when the customer calls you up, they don't need to be apprehensive that, oh my God, you know what? What am I going to deal with now? Is this guy going to tell me I need this or that? If you have a trust and a strong relationship with your customers that you built by being honest and ethical, they understand that you're always going to come out there with their best interest at heart, and they're going to take that and refer you to their friends and family because they know that they can trust you and they know that they can trust your company.
So what are some keys to building good customer relationships?
Communication. I think the devil is in the details. When you have someone come out to a home, you need to take the time to evaluate a system, and you need to take the time to explain to a consumer what it is that's taking place or where the issues lie. To take the cover off a furnace and go, oh, you need a new gas valve. Well, why do they need a new gas valve? What happened? Is that something that just went bad? Or is it something they're not doing? Are they not maintaining the system? What's the scenario? I think that that is key, is communication. If you don't have the communication with the consumer, you're going to essentially just build a wall. There's already defenses are up. You need to break through that barrier.
Okay. Well, how do you handle unsatisfied customers?
Of course, we've all had the customer that no matter what you do, you couldn't satisfy them. But for us, the key is listening to them and letting them know that you do hear what they're telling you, and to find a way to have a common ground with that consumer. Maybe you were late for the appointment. Maybe they feel your price was unfair. Maybe they feel that the part should have been covered under warranty. Again, it all comes down to communication. We make sure that each and every customer is completely satisfied when we're done. And we want to touch base with them to be certain that they're satisfied. And if they're not, we want to find out why, take that information back to our team, learn from it, and then make the necessary changes and improvements.
Now, these are all excellent tips you're offering here. And I'm wondering, do you train your employees in customer service?
We do. We actually have two people on staff. That's their only job. And I do have a full-time customer service manager and a team of about 14 customer service representatives that solely follow up on every service call, installation, estimate. Any touch we have with the consumer, they make sure that we've not only met the customer's needs, but also exceeded their expectations. And we put everyone through a rigorous program from how to answer the phone, how to answer a question, how to handle an objection. And really what it comes down to, it's not so much what you're saying to a consumer as much as it is how you say it. There's different ways to communicate, and you could tell a customer, well, I don't think that you should be questioning my technician. Well, then you're going to start a confrontation. If you have an issue where they're questioning your technician's diagnosis, I would say, well, here's what our technician found, and here's why. And if I'm going to diffuse the situation, I can always offer, well, I'd be happy to send another technician out there to confirm his diagnosis. Now, that costs a little bit extra money, but I know that this customer at the end of the day is going to be happy with me. And I'm looking for referrals. I'm not looking for a one-time customer.
Okay. Well, was there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners today?
You know, really, our industry is a difficult industry. We deal with consumers day in and day out. They see different things on the internet. They see exposés on the news. They see a small fragment of the marketplace that gives us all some obstacles that we have to overcome in the home. And I think that if they can build a level of trust with their consumers and show people that they're really out there to do what's in their best interest, that they'll never have a slow day again, regardless of the weather. You know, and I'm just really proud that, you know, in Chicago, we're the only HVAC company to ever win the Better Business Bureau Torch Award. And that's something that has taken us a long time to do, and we're still going to strive to improve. And, you know, I'd like to see more companies in our industry across the nation win this award also. I think it says a lot about the good, hardworking folks that are out there like myself. I know there's a lot of us out there, and I like to kind of polish our image here and get away from the some of the preconceived notions that people have about repair companies.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again for joining us, Dave. We really appreciate your time, and we wish you best of luck in the future.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, that concludes this week's Newsmakers Podcast. Thanks for listening today. For more industry news and information, and to listen to more podcasts, Visit us at www.achrnews.com.